Well, there are always some things which are translated and we cannot give in to the language of translation. Many people still read the classic work, the translations by Willa and Edwin Muir, written in the early 1930s. In many ways, these translations are good. They have a very good sense of English. The shortcoming is that Muir is not very good at German idiom, and there are a number of outright howlers. There have been a number of, quite a number of translations since, as the Metamorphosis translation has at least half a dozen. And in the tendency now is to get away from Muir's rather old-fashioned literary phrase and make that sound a bit more informal and a bit more direct. One of the problems with translating this, which I found myself when I translated The Man Who Disappeared, is that most of the literary effect depends not on the vocabulary, which is quite restricted, but on the syntax. Each sentence has its own rhythm and ends with a heavy emphasis on some important word, phrase, or concept. Because some English feel as short sentences, as a different syntactic structure in German, it's hard to reproduce that. And if you try to reproduce consistently, there's a danger to produce something that may be stilted and hard to read, so you have to reach a compromise. This is what I ended up doing. Classical language is very plain, and even the everyday English vocabulary is largely that of German. In English, for example, is the choose between great, big, and large, if you have only one word. I think that to restrict the vocabulary a bit, to make the word classical plainness, even the cost of giving yourself a little bit. If you're literally quite a difficult.